Let's begin our discussion of Lag BaOmer, right? The next sicha, the last sicha Chaim before the day of Lag BaOmer, which is next week. So I thought we would talk a little bit about it, about the significance of the day, not just a day that we don't say Tachnun, but what is it about this day that, interestingly, this will be the first, hopefully, we still have one more day for the Tiferet Korban Pesach this year. The Beit Hashem Mashiach will come tomorrow. We'll all bring Korban Pesach on Friday, and Shalom al Yisrael. But just in case, Chas v'Shalom, that does not happen, and we're still around, and we're still in this reality, it'll be the first time in a while that 500,000 people won't go to Meron. But the question is, why is it, and where did that come from? And what's the celebration about, and where did it start? So first, a little history, and then we'll get to a little bit of the symbolism. So where is Lag BaOmer first mentioned in sources, the significance of Lag BaOmer? It is not in Chazal. It is not in Chazal. Much of what we observe this time of year is not in Chazal. Nihuge Avelos, that we know, we observe with haircuts and weddings, none of that is in Shas. None of that is in Chazal. That's a post-Talmud Takana and Kabbalah. All the Gemara has regarding this time period, the Gemara in Yevamah Samach Beis, source number one, says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva says, after Rabbi Akiva, Lamad Torah Bialduso, Yilmad Torah Ziknuso. You learn Torah when you're young, keep learning Torah when you get old. Ayulo Talmidim Bialduso, Yilo Talmidim Ziknuso. There's never a time where a person should say, I have enough Talmidim. These are my Talmidim, and I'll focus. No, keep learning Torah. Amru, and then we have the famous line, Shemasar Elef Zugom Talmidim Hailo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 pairs of students. And they all died at the same time period. Because there were no Akavi to each other, and not for now. The basis for that, how is that possible? Dafka Rabbi Akiva, he's the Vihaflerecha Kamocha man, Dafka his students. Okay, the Olam Shamayim, and the world was desolate spiritually. Achabar Rabbi Akiva, Eitzar Betzino Shabbataram, Azar Rabbi Akiva came, Shana Lahem, and started again. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yud, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Ozer ben Shavua. Remember, Rabbi Akiva is, did we mention this recently in another shir? Trying to remember. Rabbi Akiva is the optimist in Shas. Every Rabbi Akiva comes up. The end of Brachas, when he's killed, he's still the optimist. The end of Mitzachas Makos, he sees the animal walking over Har HaBayis. He's the optimist. He's very poor. After he gets married, he's living in a barn. He's the optimist. He has a good attitude. The here too, he starts again. Fine. And they're the ones that made Torah stand up again at that time. After Torah was decimated, 24,000 great rabbis, yet started again. And then the Gemara adds five words. Hana, Kula Mesu, Pesach Vadatzeres. They all died in this time period, from Pesach to Shavuos. The days of Svira, as we call them, that is when they died. This is all that there is in Chazal, that there is in Shas, about the days of Svira. Just that, they died at this time period. Doesn't say anything about Lag BaOmer. Doesn't say anything about Kabbalah's behaviors. Only after the Gemara, because about a Gaonim, that's then started not to have weddings and not to get haircuts. That started after. That's why there are a lot more coolest for Svira than there are, for example, for the 9 days. 9 days are already in Shas at the end of Masechet Tainus. When it comes to Svira, that's later. Therefore, there could be more coolest. Okay, so this is the Gemara. Rishon and the Ready quotes Lag BaOmer. Look at the Meiri in source number two on that Gemara in Yevamos. He quotes a Kabbalah from the Gaonim. Meiri quotes the whole Gemara, and at the end of that piece, the Kabbalah Biada Gaonim. Why were they called Gaonim? Because that was the Shiva in Bavel. Rosh Hashiva was called Gaon. Oh, so Gaonim, that's what they were called, hence their names. The Kabbalah Biada Gaonim, Shev Yomad Gimel BaOmer, Aska Hamisa. Is a Mesorah, or a Shebal Peh, that is passed down, that Lag BaOmer is the day that they stopped dying. Right? You might say, well, there was nobody left to die. But what do you mean they stopped dying? There was nobody left. Okay, the Mefarshim deal with that. But might say that that's when he stopped dying. So now we can start again. If Noah gave me tochach, and because this was the last day, or the first day, Shalola Hisanus Bo, the minhag does not to fast on Lag BaOmer. The minhag is not to get married for Pesach until that time. But once that day comes, once Lag BaOmer comes, then it is mutter. And that is what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Source number three: Noah gives Shalisa Isha Pesach Atzeres on Lag BaOmer. The Shabbosos Man Meisul Tamid Rabbi Akiva. The Tamid Rabbi Akiva died, and up until that time, but after that time, it is they started with nobody else. They started again, and therefore the minhag does not go after Lag BaOmer. And the Shulchan Aruch continues: Noah gives all this topper on Lag BaOmer. Shomer Oz Pasku Milamus. The endless topper on the Lamed Daled Baboker Sfardim don't get a haircut or shave until the 34th. Lamed Daled Ashkenazic custom is Lamed Gimel. What is it? The Shulchan Aruch quote: The Rama Mistaper Bi Lamed Gimel Umar Bim Bo Sas Simcha. We're marbe b'simcha. But why are we marbe b'simcha? Rama already quotes it. We're marbe. Again, nothing about Rav Shmuel Achoy, except a little implicitly, because one of the five Talmidim that Rabbi Kiva started over with was, looking back to the Gemara, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon in the Gemara, the what? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That's Stam Rabbi Shimon. Stam Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, who's buried right outside of Tzfat. Stam Rabbi Shimon, Shimon Bar Yochai, was buried in Meiron, just on the other mountain. So where is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Meiron and Lag BaOmer? Where does it come up? So this is all there is. There's not much, where Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai come up. The Gemara talks about the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in the cave. Obviously, we'll see soon. And his son, amazing things that happened to his son. But usually, the yard site is not something that we celebrate, right? The Misora is, there's some sources about it, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was Nifter on Lag BaOmer. That's his yard site. So usually, if you look in Siman Tavkuf Pein Shulchan Aruch, yard sites are sad days. Days that the Shulchan Aruch even suggests to fast on them. We don't do it because we'd be fasting for 50 days a year. But theoretically, there's the Shulchan Aruch. Elu ayamim shir b'hem tzaras l'avoseinu v'roi l'sanos b'hem. And it's roi to be misana. And it goes through many of these yard sites. The sons of Aaron, Miriam, Yeshua ben Nun, right? Eli HaKohen, Chav Ches, that's Yom Yerushalayim, Shmuel HaNavi. So the days to fast. So where did it come from that on this day of your Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's yard site, there's a minog not to fast? By the way, it's also the Ramah's yard site. The same Ramah that says to be marbe b'simcha on Lag BaOmer is yard site. It's yard site. The Ramah's yard site. So what is it about this day? Zion Adar, for example, we don't have tremendous parties, right? So what is it about this day? So again, nothing happens, really, until the 1500s, 1600s. And the Arizal comes to Tzfat. Arizal comes to Tzfat in the 1600s, and one night before Lag BaOmer, he says, Rabosai Tamidim, we're going over to Meiron. We're going over to the mountain over. They go from Tzfat, they go down into the valley, they go up to Meiron, and they start celebrating. The Arizal is really the one that brought this and put it on the map. And again, even up until 25 years ago, it wasn't the size that it is right now. It wasn't the size. It started with the Arizal 400 years ago. What started? What made him start? And is there a reason? Is there a connection between Tzfat and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai that the Arizal was in Tzfat? So how are we supposed to understand this? Well, first of all, not everyone is so happy about what happens on Lag BaOmer in terms of the large parties. Sam Sofer already said this. He was upset about this. Source number five, and it's Tshuva. Sam Sofer writes, Amnam Yadati, Ishamati, Sha'achshav, I heard. Sam Sofer was not in Meron. I heard. Sha'achshav, Dari, Yumi, Mercha, Yevo, Yidrosh, Ruz Hashem. Yerakodes, Tzfat, Yom Lag BaOmer, Yilula, Drashbi, he had that Mesora. The Im, we must have told him what goes on there. Even though their kavanah is to try to get close to Hashem, scharam rav b'li safek, yes, they have a lot of schar. Aldas v'diglo v'daliku neiros alayava, which goes like Tosfos. Avo mitam ze ba'atzmo ha'isi anim and aprushim. I'll stay away. Says the Chassam Sofer. Shelo atzarach liyos yoshev sham u'mishanim and hagam b'fneim shel erzel eschari mamazeh. I'm not interested in taking part in these festivities. I'm not interested in taking part. And he quotes other days. Actually, we spoke a little bit about this when we spoke about Yom HaTzmaut, about personal Purims. But he says, line 12, Shom erachti mikol makom asos yom simcha v'adlakom makom yedua davka sheitel papio shakol nifnim b'sham. Lo yadati im rasham asos kein. Are you allowed to celebrate in a city even more than you have any other celebrations? The city that's not Yerushalayim? If our Allah believe lomar, Fima Shekasav HaRamban Be'igras HaNifla Shalom, Shekol Makom HaMekudish Yosef Mechabero, Chorer B'Shamim Yosef Mechabero, Akein Hoba V'Anosinu HaRabim Adem Logiyad Atas Man In Yono, we didn't get to the time of the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. Akein HaYisazos Kedesh L'Yisiyas Yerushalayim B'Yeser Oz, Lo Zachinu L'Kach, Mitim Yizakini HaShem Yisparach Lias Mom Yashum El Yerushalayim. I didn't give it to you, but there's a famous comment, famous if you know it, the drushes of the Chassam Sofer, where he has a biting suggestion. Only Chassam Sofer can say such a thing. It was a terrible earthquake, as you know, in the first half of the 1800s, that I forgot the exact year, 1814, something in Tzfat. That's why a lot of the gravestones are still broken from that earthquake. The Chassam Sofer made a comment about Yerushalayim is upset that people are focusing on Tzfat and not Yerushalayim. And a comment like, the Chassam Sofer wasn't so happy with what was going on in Meiron. And the Shoal of Meshiv, Reb Natanton, says, you know, if you would have asked Reb Shmaya Chai, should everybody come and dance, or should everybody sit home and learn and daven? And I'm not sure if he would say everybody should come to know what's going on in Meiron. But there are hundreds of thousands of Jews that flock there, that focus on it. And it's our question to know, what exactly is the symbolism? Just as one or two other points. In this country, here in Eretz Yisrael, there are many, many, I don't know about this year, but other years, bonfires on every corner. Children collect wood from right after Pesach. It's an avoda. What's with the fires? What's the symbolism of the fires of Lag BaOmer? What's the symbolism of, remember in elementary school, they used to give out bow and arrows. What's the symbolism of that on Lag BaOmer? Eshes, a bow, an arrow. What exactly is the message of the fire, the bows, and Lag BaOmer in general? So here we go. I gave you a tshuva, which is not for now. All the posts can discuss when Lag BaOmer falls out on Motzi Shabbos. Any of the posts can discuss. We should be ochad the fires because there's so much Chil Shabbos that's caused because of the hundreds of thousands of people in Meron. And I got to remember in the Gemara, because one farmer might go and carry the shofar, we knocked out mitzvah of shofar. So for this, we caused so much chilul Shabbos. And don't do the fires when it's mostly Shabbos. There's no mitzvah. There's no daraisa, there's no darabanan, there's nothing. But, you know, most of those people who said to push it off are listening to the naked a little later. But it's still difficult. Either way. Let's get back to the main issue. So what makes Lag BaOmer a happy day? So three ideas. Two short ones and one a little larger one. The Bnei Yisachar writes that if you do the math, Lag BaOmer is 17 days tov before Shavuos. Right? It's two-thirds of the way in. 17 days before Shavuos. That was the day Rav Shmuel Chai died, but this is one of the most common approaches. It's the day that he revealed secrets of the Torah. The day that he died, he revealed to his Talmidim the secrets that he had learned in the cave, and that is what we're celebrating. Celebrating the Gilui of the secrets of the Torah that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai passed over to us. In A, line 3, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai karuhu botzina kadisha, ki al yado nizgalu bizgalya, sodo satorah. He revealed to us the secret to soda or, itov agonus batorah. Okay, Nikra Sifra Kado Zohar. Why is it called Zohar? That's the shine. Or Hamavhik. Sofo Olam at Sofo. Or Atova Gonus Batora. Okay, Yoma Adain Tov Yamin Lata Torah. 70 days. It's Tov Yamin. You could skip a couple of pages. Tov Yamin before I'm in source number 8. because this is the Tov that gets us ready for Maimon Har Sinai. Okay, Yom Adin Tov Yom Lata Torah Shar Maschil is Notzei Tzaar Kitov Torah. That's when we start feeling it, and that's what we celebrate. Ubazet Tov in line 15. Minag Yisrael Torah Ulahadlik Nero Sumaris becomes there. That's the fire. That fire for the fire of Torah that was revealed. Chavad Aar Kitov Shem Maschil is Notzei Tzaar Yomzeh Yakar Lag Baomer Tov Yom Kodem Lata Torah. Chavad Nishmas Ma'ara Torah. For his hilula, for his neshama, that's something to celebrate, right? This is not like most yard sites are sand days because they represent Torah that was lost from us, and that's why it says in the Gemara Maseches Tumura Vav Tezayin, on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu died, there were hundreds of malachas that were forgotten. Dying on there is not a happy day. Most yard sites are not happy in that sense. Along Baomer, it's a celebration of the Torah that he gave over before he was Nifter, and that's what we celebrate. One idea. That's probably the most common idea. Here's another idea. It's based on the Gemara and Shabbos, the Lag Baomer Gemara. And what the opposite on? Shabbos, Lamed Gimel. Nothing's coincidental. Lag in, you just have to remember the Masechta, but Lag in Shabbos. Lag in Shabbos is the Daf. But the story is on. That's the story. Let's read the story because we're going to come back to other parts of the story a little bit later. Gemara says there was a story that took place. Yasvi top line, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon. They were all sitting. Yasvi, Yehuda, and Geir, and Gabayo. There was another man that was with them. Pasach Rabbi Yehuda va'amar. Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi says, "Kam enoy masent lumazu. Aren't the Romans great? Are they great? Tiknu Shvakim, Tiknu Sharon, they made bridges and marketplaces, they set up an economy. Tiknu Merchatzos." Rav Yossi Shasa, Rav Yossi didn't answer. Nenner Rav Shimon Bar Yochai v'yama. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, "Rabbi Yehuda, give me a break. Oh, Mashet, Tiknu Lo, Tiknu Lo, Tzorah, Katzman. They did everything for themselves. They did this for good reasons. They were selfish. Tiknu Shvakim, Oshibam Zonos. They did everything for themselves. This man that was also there, Yehuda ben Gerim, this mysterious man, he went and ended up getting out. Did he say on purpose? Did he say it to somebody? And then it was just gone. Either way, Romans found out about this conversation. Armu, they said, Yehuda She'ela, Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, said great things about us. He's the Rosh HaMedabrim. He's going to get all the covenant in the world. Rabbi Yossi has to go into Golus. He kept quiet. He goes up north to Tzipori, near Tveria. Shimon Shagina Yehareg. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Chayiv Misa. Put out a death warrant for Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. What does he do? Azabu v'drei v'tashim b'medrisha. They go into the base medrash and they hide there. They don't go home. They don't leave the base medrash. Kol yom avimaisi luhu d'bisu rifta v'kuza d'maya. Every day his wife brought him food and drink. He talked of Zerasa when the Zerah Gatav, he says, Noshim Daitan Palos. That's a phrase that's often used by some people as a, you see the Gemara talks about the derogatory nature of women, or it has a derogatory approach to women. That is totally not true if you look at the context of the two times that they can pass where this is quoted. What is this quoted? This is quoted as, if women are tortured, they might reveal something for a man who's tortured. That's all it means. I mean, she has known his wife to be tortured. Right? Maybe they'll torture her. She's going to have to say, I want to go somewhere where even she doesn't know where I am. But she won't have anything to say. He runs to a cave. He and his son run to a cave. And we know they stayed there for many, many years. Magically, there was a carob tree and a river that miraculously appeared. They used to learn in the sand, take off their clothes, they wouldn't get worn out. And after 12 years, what happened? Aliyonavi comes, come up, Pisca de Marta, and stands at the door. Who's going to let Bar Yochai know? In this case, in the case Caesar has died, Zero was in his patel. Okay, and the rest is history. He comes out, they start burning things, they go back in for a year, come out after a year. That's the story. Suggest some of the Achronim. Filled in the Stechemet. Stechemet, the great encyclopedic work, 1800s, quotes from the Chuvis, Shem Aryeh. He quotes from everything that was available in his time. You know, we celebrate Alag BaOmer the day he died. We celebrate that he died a natural death. We celebrate that he wasn't killed by the Romans. That's what we celebrate. L'chem l'zecher anes shenitzo rashbi mecherev ra bo nerag bidei adam havu yom misaso yom simcha shemeis misa bidei shemayim lo bidei adam l'chem bachru b'yom zeh hu yom ha-misa shemeis kol ha-aretz shemeis kol ha-aretz lo nerag bidei adam. That's why they make a party, because our great leader had a natural death. Also, Yom Zeh, Yom Tzimcho, Mishte, Vechulu. In Kain, Sarah Tunas, Chassam Tzofer, Kovim, Mamoed, he says, this answers Chassam Tzofer's problem. Now, for Kovim, this day, there was no nace that occurred. There was a nace that occurred, says the Shem Aryeh. Rav Shimon Echai, who had a bounty on his head, lived and was able to live out his years and die a natural death. That's the nace that Kal Yisrael is remembering through Lag Omer. So number one, maybe we celebrate the Torah that was revealed. Number two, we celebrate that he died a natural death. Number three, a suggestion that's said by a number of the Achronim, and Chassam Sofer had mentioned this too in that Shuva, that here I gave it to you from the Or Gedalia, the Gedalia Shor, is to do the math, maybe it's the day that the month started falling. The day the month started falling, right? They had it for about a month and a couple of days after they left Mitzrayim, so maybe that's what we celebrate. Okay. But maybe there's another idea, a final deeper idea that relates to Rav Shimon in particular, and relates to when this whole thing started. After all, the Ramban tells us, when you think about this, it's fascinating, and years ago, but if you think about it, it's an obvious point. The time period of Yemei HaSvira inherently are not days of mourning. They're not supposed to be days of mourning. Look in the Torah in this week's Parsha. An amazing Ramban on this week's Parsha. The Ramban says, we count days from Pesach to Shavuos. What could be more besimcha? What could be more amazing? We had Pesach, we're going to Shavuos. This is awesome. That's the inherent essence of these days. Says the Ramban, Umana mimenu tisha varbam yom, shiva shavuos kimeyom. We count 7 weeks. Kadesh yom shmini kishmini shachag. Shavuos is like Shmini Atzeres. Shavuos is the Atzeres of Pesach. What are the days called in between? Ayyam Asfarim Beitayim to Cholo Shamoi. In Arishon Vashmini Bechag. The days in between are called Chol Hamoed. All the sphere is like Chol Hamoed, like a Yantif. There's one shtibel that is in a certain neighborhood, in a certain place in the world, that they don't say Tachnun from Pesach to Shavuos because of this line in the Ramban that all of days of Sfira are Chol Hamoed. I don't know where that comes from. It's not in the poskim, but I just mentioned that. Behu yom matan Torah, teherem bo'asa esho agdola, chulu. The Ramban says these days are days of Chol Hamoed. So what changed? Over time, as we saw the Gemara before, Yevamos, it took on a mourning essence. A mourning feature because of Bikinis Talmidim dying. But in essence, they're happy days. In essence, they're days that we should be celebrating. So why is it like this? Why in these days of Galus for 2,000 years, it's not like this? Let me ask another question. Isn't it interesting? And is it not coincidental that Nafta, the modern days of coming back, days of Geula, so to speak, days of Nisim for Am Yisrael, Yom Ha'atzmaut and Yom Yerushalayim were both in this time period. Is that coincidental? The fact that Hey Iyar and Chaf Ches Iyar are both in this time. Kadosh Baruch Hu helps us return and gives us Yerushalayim back. What's the message of that? Says Yesod Gadol, and this is fascinating to think about. Whenever there's a sheet of Rabbi Shimon and Shachas. I gave you in the back of the Sefer Chakiros, which is a popular Sefer, in the back of the first version, I'm not sure if they have it in the second version. I have the original Madura. That is the second one. But one of the Maduras, he quotes, and I've seen it in others, but he had a nice summary of it. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda have many machlokos and shas. Many of them revolve around one issue, and they can be linked. Rabbi Shimon always looks at the pnimius of the action, of the event. Rabbi Shimon always looks at the depths. Rabbi Yehuda always looks at the facts, external facts, the maisa. For example, melacha she'netzricha l'gufa. On Shabbos, if I do a malacha that was done in the Mishkan, but for a different reason than was done in the Mishkan, go with that shot of malacha she'netzricha l'gufa. What's that malacha? Rabbi Yehuda says you're still chayef. It's a daraisa. Why? Yehuda holds you did the act. I don't care what you were thinking. You did the physical act, you're chayef, daraisa. Rabbi Shimon says, no. You look at the pnimius. Your kavana wasn't the same kavana. It didn't happen. You didn't do it. Same thing with Darashayna Miskavin. You have the third one on the list. Rabbi Yehuda holds Darashayna Miskavin. I do a malacha on Shabbos. I didn't have kavana. It might not happen. Still Osir says Rabbi Yehuda, you did it. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you didn't do it. Rabbi Shimon always looks beneath the surface. What do we just see in Shabbos? Right, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Look what the Romans did for us. They made bathhouses and marketplaces and all these wonderful things. He looked at the outside, Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Shimon say? Oh, yeah, what were their kavanas? What are they thinking? They did it for selfish reasons. That's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon looks at the pnimius, not the physical action. Chametz. Beginning of the second parak Mitzachim. I didn't give you all of these. The Gemara Mitzachim tells us, Chaf Aleph, beginning of the second parak, where does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Ein bir chametz ala b'sreifa. You have to destroy the chametz physically. Can't be there. If there's chametz there, it's a problem. You have to destroy it. What does Rabbi Shimon say? The Rabbanan against Rabbi Yehuda? No, just throw it into the wind. Throw it into the wind. Maybe even mevatel it. Because you've changed its essence, changed its pnimius, it's not there. And there are many other examples of this. Rabbi Shimon is darshin in time at the Kra, and the Bama Metzia. He looks at the reasons behind mitzvahs, Rabbi Yehuda is not. So this is a light motif. This is something that goes through all of them. Rabbi Shimon is always looking at the pnimius. Even the name Shimon is from the word shama, not ro'eh. Hear something. Hearing is something you have to think about and focus on. Look at beneath the surface. That's Rabbi Shimon. That's what he stands for. That is exactly what the Geula process requires. Because redemption is not obvious until it's over and we look back. The Geula process take someone who sees the hidden aspects of events. I mentioned in the past, the Pasuk in Zechariah, Source 15, Mashiach is described as Ani v'rochev al hachamor, who are riding on a donkey. Why a donkey? Again, we mentioned this last week, I think, or 2 weeks ago. A donkey goes forward, a donkey goes backward, a donkey sits down, a donkey doesn't go straight. Because Geula is not smooth. Our Geula is a hidden process. Only noticeable to those who look like Rabbi Shimon looked behind the scenes. Isn't it interesting that the Arizal is the one who brought Rabbi Shimon back to life, so to speak, from Tzfat? Why is Tzfat called Tzfat? Anybody know why Tzfat is called Tzfat? T'pisa li Yeshua, Sofeh, you're hoping for the salvation. The first Jewish community that really took off after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. There were always some Jews here and there. But what was the first center of Torah? Tzfat, the 1500s. Right after 1,500 years. Beis Yosef comes to Israel, he goes to Tzfat. He was born in 1488, thrown out of Spain. He goes to Tzfat. That's where the center was, the Ramak. Shlomo Alkibitz, right? Rabbi Yosef Cairo, they were all there, the Mabit. They were all in Tzfat. Because Arizal really started. Ikvas of the Meshicha, the whole process started then. And that's why he started making a big deal about Meron and Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon is always the one who sees the pnimius. And for this process that has already taken 500 years, the process of Geula that started then and then the 1850s when the Talmid Agra started coming back, you need a Rabbi Shimon attitude. And that's what Rabbi Shimon symbolizes. Going underneath and seeing underneath and where the events are going. And what's a keshes? Menachem of Nani is to have this bow. It's by bow and arrow. Keshes only appears on dark, dreary days when it's raining and cloudy. All of a sudden, there's a glimmer of sun. Somebody says there's a rainbow. Like, where? You got to look for it. I don't really see it. That's the message. That's why Keshes is used and connected to this day. The Keshes that people play with is Kilu, it's the Keshes of a rainbow. And finally, maybe, where does fire come in? Here's a Gemara at the end of Titus. The Gemara tells us that La'asid Lavo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a Machol Tzadikim. Hashem's going to make a circle for the tzaddikim, who Yosef ben Nayim ben Gan Eden, and he's going to sit in the circle in Gan Eden. Every tzad is going to be pointing to the middle, pointing to Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, and saying Ze Hashem Kivinu Lo. That's what we daven for. That's the ultimate stage of Geula and Gan Eden when we see Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe that's what the fires are. Think of this fire. We dance around the fires because we dance around the time. We can dance around HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is aged us. Hashem is, what happened with the Brit Ben Abisarim? Fire was the symbol, Kaviyachol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram went through and the fire went through. So it's our yearning for the Geula. It's our yearning for that circle where the tzaddikim can dance around HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why maybe also at this time of year, we have the modern days, we make Geula. Because that's what it's about. Rav Shmuel Mechai started it. Arizal put it on the map. And we hope as we get closer and closer to the final stage, you know, Meron gets bigger and bigger. Not that you have to go there. But to appreciate the day, to appreciate that it's the revelation of the Torah, but it's also the Tzvat, the Tzofet, the Tzipisa Yeshua, we hope and daven for that Kadosh Baruch Hu can help us realize, you know, what it is all about. Give me some other cheetahs of Rabbi Shimon, you know, in the next couple of sources. But that's just extra for you to look at, see any other Rabbi Shimon lechitasos that we have throughout Chas.
Yeah. About the idea that we celebrate like the yahrzeit of Rabbi Shimon Rashbi, that he died. As opposed to a die of the natural death, as opposed to again captured and killed. What about by Moshe? Or he also died in Zion Roger, but we don't like celebrate his death. But he
what?
That Moshe had a natural death, as opposed to running away.
But Moshe wasn't supposed to die an unnatural death.
But he was still chased.
He had a bounty on his head. Moshe had a bounty on his head, and the Romans didn't kill him. That's the next. That's why we celebrate. Moshe Rabbeinu was never supposed to die an unnatural death.
What about when Paro chased him out of Mitzrayim?
Okay, there are things that happened throughout. But, you know, for 12 years he hid out there, we celebrate that whole salvation. It took over time. Hey, Yonatan, you had your hand up.
What does fire have to do exactly with the Tzaddikim in Gan Eden? How is that related?
Because fire symbolizes Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. It's symbolized by the Brit Ben Abisarim. But we dance around the fires, which is what's done. So we're remembering that Gemara, the end of Maseches Tainis, talks about when Mashiach comes, we'll all dance around HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Cool. In the original example with Rav Shimon, where he thinks about the Kavana of the Romans versus Rav Yudah, you know, with the Apam Odet Hashem, was that right of him to think of their ulterior motives? Or, you know, are there a balance in terms of...
Oh no! With right or wrong, again, it's he felt they deserved no credit. Right. They deserve no credit because you can't miachis the ma'isa if they didn't do it to get any credit. Mm-hmm. No, Rav Yehuda felt like the ma'isa they did it. just like he holds light that way by those other shittas and shas, which is fascinating. There are a couple of other lishitasos, but that's what he would say.
Very nice. Yes. Thank you, Rabbi.
Again, everybody should celebrate Lag BaOmer as they see fit. And this year, it just means, learn some Torah of Rabbi Shimon. Learn some Torah of Rabbi Shimon. That's how we could celebrate.